This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is offering to buy Twitter. He says it needs to be transformed as a private company. This comes just days after he said he would no longer be joining the board of directors. Twitter says Elon Musk is offering to buy the remaining shares of Twitter that he doesn't already own. He's offered $54.20 per share of Twitter's stock. We're learning more about the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York City subway car. Frank James is due in court today. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
He had posted rants on social media about conditions in the city, including too many homeless people on the subway, and recently posted a message that he should have gotten a gun and just started shooting. Chief of Detectives James Essig says the suspect had a lengthy record.
Those include possession of burglary tools 4 times. Criminal sex act, theft of service.
All 10 people wounded Tuesday are expected to survive.
Ukraine claims it sunk the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow claims the ship is afloat and will be towed to port after what it calls a fire. Millions of sellers on Amazon are being hit with another rate increase.
Amazon says it's adding a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge on its 2 million or so third-party sellers. Company says the additional charge will take effect on the 28th of this month. Stacy Mitchell with the Institute for Self-Reliance, an anti-monopoly group, says the e-commerce company is in charge of the market.
Amazon now controls access to such a huge share of the online market that, you know, any business really that makes or sells anything, they have to go through Amazon.
Mitchell says the vendors paid Amazon $103 billion in fees, a fifth of the company's revenue last year. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is AP News. Prices are going up on a lot of things. The AP's Mike Hempen with news of a record jump in wholesale prices.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices rose 1.4% last month from February, and they jumped 11% in March from a year earlier, the fastest year-over-year pace on records dating back to 2010. The Producer Price Index measures inflation before it reaches consumers. Energy prices, which soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, were up nearly 37% from March 2021. The wholesale inflation report comes a day after the Labor Department reported that consumer prices last month jumped 8.5% from a year earlier, the fastest annual clip since December 1981. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Dow rose 344 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.